Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
The Alaska Department of Fish and Game is asking for help from the community to prevent the spread of disease in deer. First things first, do not feed the deer. Feeding deer can cause them to congregate, which in turn increases the overall chances of spreading the disease. It's important to remember that deer are considered to be wild animals. They are capable of foraging for food, even in the winter, and people do not need to provide them with food. Although deer may seem tame, they may become aggressive if they are fed and can pose a risk to humans and pets. It is illegal to feed deer due to the risks of spreading disease throughout the deer population. You can report violators by calling the Alaska State Troopers, Prince of Wales Post, or be anonymous by calling the Fish and Wildlife Safeguard. Something else to keep in mind is to ensure that your livestock, such as chickens, goats, and sheep, stay away from the deer. Diseases can easily be transferred from livestock to deer. Free-ranging livestock pose a threat to deer populations, and everything must be done to prevent contact of wild ruminants with domestic ruminants. Some diseases that can spread from domestic animals to deer include avian influenza, hoof and mouth disease, ORF, and others. Do not allow the deer to eat livestock food or drink from livestock watering sources. Also, do not allow livestock and deer to intermingle. If you are suspicious that you have spotted a sick deer, report your concerns to the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. You can submit a wildlife health report via email, and be sure to call your local Alaska Department of Fish and Game office. For more information, be sure to visit this story at RadioKenai.com. It looks like the House of Legislation passed a historic education bill. For more on this story, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
After a month and a half of deliberation and several failed attempts to bring an agreeable education proposal to the floor, House legislators Thursday night overwhelmingly passed a bipartisan education bill that includes the largest increase to the base student allocation in Alaska's history. The bill passed the House by a significant 38-2 margin, with the only two no votes coming from House Republicans Mike Prax and David Eastman. When the final vote came in, lawmakers around the room stood and shook hands, and many even embraced as a palpable sense of relief fell over the room. The bill now moves on to the Senate, which is expected to concur with the House's approval. Assuming the Senate does so, the bill would then shift to the desk of Republican Governor Mike Dunleavy for his consideration. The funding package includes an estimated $200 million or more in additional spending per year, which includes additional funding for homeschooled students, as well as provisions intended to aid parents in navigating the charter school application process, additional support for pupil transportation, and the backing of the Alaska Reads program. Where the base student allocation is concerned, frustrations around the state had begun to mount after Governor Dunleavy's proposed budget included no increase in the amount allotted annually per students for schools around the state, and when this education bill initially came forward with only a $300 increase, significantly less than what many educators, lawmakers, and education supporters said was needed. When the dust settled, however, and Thursday night's final vote came in, $680 was the number agreed upon. Whether or not Governor Dunleavy will accept the full $680 base student allocation increase among the bill's many other components is yet to be seen. But for now, the bipartisan passage in the House is a big win. Further details available by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.